Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Vimta Labs Limited Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Manchanda from Systematix. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, I welcome you to the Q1 FY 2027 earnings call of Vimta Labs. We thank the Vimta management for giving us an opportunity to host the call. We have with us the senior management of the company, represented by Ms. Harita Vasireddi, Managing Director, Mr. Satya Sreenivasan Neerukonda, Executive Director, Mr. Siva Ramakrishna, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Sujani Vasireddi, Company Secretary. I'll now hand over the call to the company management for opening remarks.
Thank you, Vishal. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to our Q1 FY 2027 earnings call of Vimta Labs Limited. Please note that the investor presentation and the financial results are available on the company's website and stock exchanges. Also, anything said on this call which reflects our outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. This conference call is being recorded, and the transcript, along with the audio of the same, will be made available on the website of the company as well as on the stock exchanges. Please also note that the audio of the conference call is the copyright material of Vimta Labs Limited and cannot be copied, rebroadcasted, or attributed in the press or media without specific and written consent of the company. From the management, we have with us Ms. Harita Vasireddi, Managing Director, Mr. Satya Sreenivasan Neerukonda, Executive Director, Mr. Siva Ramakrishna, myself, CFO, Ms. Sujani Vasireddi, Company Secretary. Now, I request Ms. Harita Vasireddi, Managing Director of Vimta Labs Limited, to provide you with the updates for the quarter ended 30th June 2026. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Siva. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I'm pleased to report that Vimta delivered a resilient and steady performance in the first quarter of FY 2027. Total income stood at 1,129 million rupees, representing year-on-year growth of 13.7%. This is despite a mixed demand environment across certain services. While revenues remained broadly stable on a sequential basis, the quarter reaffirmed the strength, diversity, and adaptability of our service portfolio, enabling us to navigate the near-term headwinds while sustaining healthy profitability. Our pharma contract research and testing services delivered a consistent performance during the quarter. Revenue remained broadly stable on a quarter-on-quarter basis. However, the divisions recorded strong year-on-year growth, supported by improved inquiry inflow and sustained customer engagement. Our clinical research operations, which faced challenges in the previous fiscal year, have begun to show encouraging signs of recovery, with healthy inquiries and order inflows during the quarter. This provides a positive foundation for improved performance in the coming quarters. Further, the environment division has been integrated with the food division, given its relative scale within the overall revenue mix, to enable more efficient management and operational alignment. Consequently, the environment business will no longer be discussed as a separate division going forward. The food testing business witnessed a decline in import and export-related sample receipts, primarily due to ongoing global challenges. The business has responded proactively by sharpening its focus on domestic markets, thereby mitigating the impact to a certain extent. The electronics and electrical testing business remained stable during the quarter, with the manpower-related challenges faced earlier now addressed. With intensified market outreach, we are encouraged by the opportunities emerging in this market. India's continued emphasis on electronics manufacturing, quality certification, defense indigenization, and infrastructure development creates a favorable long-term environment for testing and certification services. In addition, the 15.19% year-on-year increase in India's FY26-27 defense budget allocation is expected to support higher demand for testing and qualification services for defense electronics and related systems, further strengthening the growth outlook for our electronics and electrical testing business. On the demand front, inquiry levels continue to improve across both domestic and international markets. We are also witnessing an increase in the size and complexity of opportunities under evaluation, reflecting Vimta's growing relevance among customers and the increasing preference for specialized testing and research partners. Utilization levels remain healthy across major service areas. The infrastructure we have built over the years continues to be deployed effectively, while our disciplined approach to capacity addition supports optimal capital efficiency and sustainable growth. A milestone during the quarter was the progress achieved in our biologics initiative. We successfully secured our first order for biologic services and operationalized the facility, marking an important step in expanding our capabilities in high-growth life sciences segments. From a profitability standpoint, operating margins moderated on a quarter-on-quarter basis, in line with expectations, largely due to higher facility-related expenses, the impact of new labor laws, and appreciation of the rupee. Despite these factors, margins improved on a year-on-year basis, and our EBITDA margins continue to remain significantly above industry benchmarks. This reflects the structural strength of our business model, the depth of our operating discipline, and our continued focus on efficiency and execution excellence. Looking ahead, we remain confident about the medium to long-term opportunities across our service portfolio. Positive inquiry trends, healthy demand visibility, and deeper customer engagement across markets reinforce our confidence in the growth prospects of the business. At the same time, we remain firmly committed to prudent capital allocation, strong governance, regulatory compliance, and industry-leading quality standards. In conclusion, despite near-term softness in select segments, the quarter underscores the resilience of our diversified business model, the improvement in demand conditions, and the strong foundation we have built to deliver sustainable long-term growth. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Siva, who will take you through the financial performance for the quarter.
Thank you, Ms. Aisa. A very good evening to everyone. Thank you for joining the Q1 FY27 earnings call. I will now begin by presenting an overview of our financial performance for the quarter ended June 30, 2026. Following that, we'll open the session for questions. I start with the financial highlights for the quarter. Total income for Q1 FY27 stood at 1,129 million rupees as compared to 993 million rupees in Q1 FY26, up by 13.7% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at rupees 411 million in Q1 FY27 as compared to rupees 354 million in Q1 FY26, up of 16% year-on-year. EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 36.4%. PAT in Q1 27 stood at rupees 210 million as compared to rupees 189 million in Q1 FY26 as a growth of 11.4% year on year. PAT margin for the quarter stood at 18.6 million. On the balance sheet side, we continue to have a net debt-free balance sheet with cash and cash equivalents of rupees 628.2 million. Turning to our investment plan, we have slated a budget of approximately 80 crores of capex spend for FY27 to primarily focus on strengthening our analytical capabilities and expanding select service offerings. However, I would like to emphasize that our capital allocation philosophy remains highly disciplined. Planned investments will be phased based on business visibility, customer demand, and project-level requirements. With that, we can now open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubhi Gupta from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I wanted to ask that our last quarter, we decided that goal for this year for revenue will be around 500 crores. So wanted to ask if we are on track for that. Also, second question is that last quarter, our utilization levels were about 38%. So wanted to understand what is the number this quarter for the same.
Yes, we are on track with respect to our growth momentum that we have built during the last few years. So we are confident that the same momentum can be maintained in this year as well, barring the impacts that the global challenges in the Middle East that everybody is facing. Except for that, I think everywhere else we see that there are very good tailwinds in the industries or markets that we are operating in. Coming to the second question of yours, can you please elaborate which particular utilization are you referring to?
Yeah, ma'am. So the new facilities that we had was quoted about 38% utilization.
Maybe there's some confusion on that number. I wouldn't have quoted that number. For us, you know, I would like to reiterate for anybody who's joining us for the first time here that Vimta Labs defines its capacity three-dimensionally. One is the lab infrastructure, the space, the building, etc. The second one is the equipment, and third one is people. So people and equipment we add as and when needed. Infrastructure is built for slightly medium term. So therefore, we wouldn't really define capacities as percentages at any point of time, especially when it comes to new capacities that we have created in terms of building.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krisha from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So my first question is on our biologics vertical. So you mentioned in your opening remarks that we have already secured our first order in that new vertical. So could you throw some light on this customer and, you know, the nature or the size of the order?
That is highly confidential. We are not permitted to do that because of the agreements that we sign with the customer.
Okay. Any idea on the size part of it? Or maybe if you can tell us from which country is this customer?
This is domestic.
Domestic customer. Okay. And any idea on the size part of it?
I will not be able to disclose that.
Okay, okay, fair enough. And as investors, what kind of timeline should we keep in mind, particularly for this new biologic segment, let's say in terms of client onboarding and actual commercial revenue coming in?
The commercialization has begun already in Q1. The client is onboarded in Q1.
Right, I understand that, but we were in a discussion with few other clients as well. So my question is more on from that part.
Can you repeat the question, please?
In the last quarter when we spoke, you were in discussions with a few clients, and I understand that one of those clients have been converted. My question is on the conversion of the rest of the clients. What is the timeline that we as investors can keep in mind?
Difficult to answer that question because the conversion depends on the stage at which their project is.
Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Disha from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. Couple of questions. So firstly, you mentioned for our operating margins, we saw some impact due to our facility related expense and in general, the raw material pressures. Do we see these margins going down further, or is this level is something we can sustain going ahead? Or do we see pressure going ahead as well?
So we expect that the margins will not go down further because we are expecting the business to grow in the coming quarter.
Okay, and what will be your contribution for export revenue this quarter?
About 40%.
Okay. And just on your pipeline, you mentioned you're seeing a healthy pipeline both in terms of the domestic and the international market. Could you just elaborate a bit more on which key geographies are you seeing the most traction in?
We are seeing good traction both overseas and domestically. In overseas markets, particularly the U.S. market.
And which segment are we mainly looking at for these orders?
For us, overseas is all pharma services.
Okay. And this food segment you mentioned, we saw a decline this quarter because of the geopolitical challenge. What will be your strategy for this division? How are we planning to grow this for this year?
So the strategy was fine-tuned last year itself, wherein we decided we will put more energies and efforts into gaining progress in the domestic market. So these efforts began in the last quarter itself and actually the last quarter of the previous year. And we see good results there, and we are able to offset the challenges faced by the decline in import-export related samples through these efforts. So going forward, we will continue these efforts, and meanwhile, hopefully the global situations will also improve.
Okay, fair enough. And you mentioned a CAPEX of 80 CR for FY27. Could you elaborate a bit more on where, which segment is this CAPEX for, when it will come online, just a bit more color on that?
The CAPEX that we have taken is very typical, you know, that we do every year. I think only a portion of it is remaining for the biologic scratch that we have set up. So that is around 10 crore rupees. The rest 70 is for routine operations for the various business units that we have.
Okay, so only 10 CR is remaining for the biologics, right?
Yes.
Okay, that is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yuvraj from Christ Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you for taking my question. I actually have two questions, one on CAPEX and the other on customers. So on the first question with respect to CAPEX, I just want to understand that we are outlining 80 CR of CAPEX guidance for FY27, and we have already committed around 18 CR as per the Q1 investor presentation. So is it right to assume that we will be committing 62 crores of CAPEX in the remaining three quarters?
Yeah, I'll answer that question. See, Yuvraj, what you have seen in the presentation, 18 crores is the outflow, which is mentioned in the presentation. Having said that, yes, our commitments for the current year will be 80 crores, including the 10 crores for biologics.
Okay, understood. And at the current level of gross block that we have, how much top line can it support?
See,
I will answer that. I think, we are looking at maintaining or even bettering our growth rates, right? So we think that, aspiring to that, the facilities that we have created in the last couple of years, we will be able to be good with that for over a period of at least next 4 or 5 years. Okay? And also the CapEx investments that we have every year, that will continue. Typically, we tend to use the depreciation amount of the last fiscal for the current year, CapEx. So that will continue.
Okay, ma'am. And my second question is on customer concentration. Would you be able to give us some color on what is the contribution of top five customers and top 10 customers?
That keeps fluctuating quarter to quarter. Sometimes the shift is maybe, after a couple of quarters, because we do projects, and projects from certain customers are there in a particular quarter or in a particular year and may not be there, in the next quarter or year. So it's not really relevant. What is important is our retention rate of the customers. Our retention rates are upwards of 90%. So very healthy retention rate.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. That's all from me.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Ajit from Vitae Money. Please go ahead.
All right, yeah. So you just mentioned the retention rate is at 90%. So this include the incremental business from the existing clients as well?
Yes, when I say retention rate, I'm only talking the count. I'm not talking the value of business.
All right. Okay. Not based on the value, only based on the count, right?
Value will vary depending on what projects we do for each one of them.
All right. Great. So there's, you also mentioned that almost 90% of the pharmaceutical companies that you are currently dealing with, because of the addition of this biologics facility, does it give any kind of a cross-selling opportunity?
Absolutely. And that's one of the main reasons we backward integrated into that service.
All right. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Khaitan from First Assets. Please go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, ma'am. I had one question. Could you help us understand your strategy around emerging therapeutic areas such as GLP-1 drugs, biosimilars, or cell and gene therapy? Are you into any of the emerging areas which are into the GLP drugs or biosimilars?
Yes, we are, but see, we are not, shall we say, we are product agnostic. Whatever the current industry trends are, we have the scientific capabilities to address the requirements of those particular products that are trending in the industry.
Okay. And then one more thing is, what is the current capacity utilization of your laboratory?
So I answered this and repeat. Capacities are measured in three aspects for us. So equipment and people we add as we need. So there's not really a lot of spare capacity sitting anywhere unless it's a new segment that we are building or a new service that we are building. Infrastructure-wise, we have created the infrastructure to help us in our growth. For at least, when we created it, it was at least a 7-year plan, okay? And we created this 2 years ago. So with that mathematics in place, we are good for the rest of the, upcoming 4 or 5 years.
So that is what percentage of it is being utilized approximately?
You mean the infrastructure?
Yeah.
Infrastructure, see, we have built about 200,000 square feet. In that, I think we have occupied at least 60%, I would say, no? Approximately.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Sai Surendra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Good afternoon, Mona. I have a few questions. How do you see the business in the next 2 quarters?
As I mentioned in my opening remarks, the inquiry trend is quite positive quarter on quarter. So with that positive inquiry trend, we are quite hopeful that the upcoming quarters will be better.
Okay. Is the demand for pharma or food testing still strong, madam?
Pharma strong. Food, the import and exports have been impacted because of the war situation, because the cost of import and export has gone up for the businesses. And I think that is taking its toll on the whole trade between India and other countries with respect to food commodities. But pharma is okay. Now, pharma is actually, the tailwinds are pretty strong in pharma for India and also globally.
Okay. When we expect a meaningful contribution from U.S. business, madam?
Can you repeat, please, a little more louder?
When you can we expect meaningful contribution from U.S. business?
Meaningful contribution from U.S. business?
Yes, madam.
I think it's quite meaningful right now at 40%. Overseas exports, and out of the whole 40% overseas, U.S. is the largest.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Vishal Manchanda from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. In your response to the previous participant, you said you have been seeing certain tailwinds in the pharma business. So can you share some color as to what these tailwinds are?
This also, I think I've shared in some of my earlier calls. This shift we have been seeing for more than a year now. The Indian pharmaceutical industry is moving away from simple small molecules. You know, their pipelines are now busy with more complex kind of molecules, and usually complex molecules is a positive sign for CROs because outsourcing tends to be more because the knowledge of the CROs is quite helpful for the companies in tackling their complex molecules. So that is one thing. The other thing is the global R&D pipelines. Now, there has been a continuous shift from small molecules to large molecules. And what I read recently is that 40% of the global R&D pipelines are now large molecule pipelines. And India has realized that that's a good future product portfolio to have. And I'm sure they want a piece of this pie as well. So we see Indian companies also aspiring for those kind of products. And we see the planning and R&D work beginning in that aspect. In addition to that, if you see the number of biotech companies that have proliferated in India over the last decade, I think they are more than doubled. No, so when there is such a proliferation, no, big, small, micro-sized companies, usually the R&D pipelines are also growing. So all these things are very positive tailwinds for a CRO, I would say.
Okay. Ma'am, with respect to the biosimilar analytical business for the filings, the biosimilar filings, that does that come into your pharma analytics business?
Biosimilar stuff, yes, we support even biosimilars.
Okay. So, and the new vertical that you have set up on the biosimilar front, that's more to do with the small scale manufacturing and not with the filings, basically. The filings would be part of the pharma analyticals business.
Yeah, but it would start here, you know, product development and process development is what we offer under CRAD. So the whole, whatever filing business is there, it would start from this process. And then we also have capabilities going forward, which is to help on the analytical characterization side or bioassay side, or if the molecule goes into clinical phase, then we also support on bioanalytical, including the trial.
Okay. Would you kind of have a number as to how many ANDA filings or biosimilar filings put together you would be supporting in any given year? Is there a trend to that? Like, is that number growing, or maybe the number is not growing, but the complexity is growing?
No, I don't have that number. I'll try to get it, you know, the next time if possible.
Okay. Okay. Another clarification on this biosimilar, the new biosimilar vertical, biologics vertical, that does both API development and formulation development, or that does only API manufacturing?
No, we do drug substance and drug product. We have capabilities to do both.
Okay. And you do that both, you do both of the, both things for the clients, or they can ask either of them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's it. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Preet Jain from Niveshaay Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
So my first question is on, you mentioned that you are entering in CDMO, you got a new contract customer. So can I get to know that by what timeline that segment will be a meaningful contributor to our overall bottom line, and what are the margin expectations for that contract? And my second question is that I don't know whether this question was asked or not, but can we get some area or segment from which you bagged this order, or by which domestic entity you bagged this order or contract, and for how much time frame this order is for, means for 1 year, 2 year, like that?
Coming to your first question on when it will be a significant contributor to the top and top line and margin, not this year, but hopefully from the third year onwards, we expect it to be contributing significantly to the top line and margin. And I'm sorry, but we cannot share any details on the project that we have started working on. No, that is not possible.
Okay, and can I get any ballpark percentage, how much it will be of our top line? What, any ballpark percentage if you can give us?
No, that would be very difficult for me to put a number on that, because we have not yet talked about numbers for those years, right?
Okay. Got it. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Simmer from Silvercoin. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity. Ma'am, you touched upon a part of the acquisition in one of your previous con calls. So I happened to look at one of your global peers, which was Eurofins. They have gone through dozens of acquisitions. So, and judging by your debt-free balance sheet, can you just talk about by what time frame would you be looking to acquire certain company and grow certain revenue from it, whether domestic or international?
We are not involved actively in any acquisition or anything of that nature right now. But as we get into it, you know, I'm sure I'll communicate that to the group, investor group. As of now, there is nothing active there.
Sure. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sudarshan Modi, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Yeah, madam. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, actually my question is on electrical and electronics testing. Now, are we looking forward to expand our facilities in other states, like to have better access of customers in for electronics and electrical testing? And second, to expand in this segment, are we looking for any inorganic growth by way of acquisition?
There is no plan to expand into another state for this year, but if some developments come our way that are, you know, if some opportunities rather come our way that are interesting, we might take this call in the future. So I can't really commit to anything about the future right now. Inorganic growth opportunities also, if we are always open to these opportunities, and if something come our way, then we will of course evaluate and do the due communications.
And my second question is on our numbers. Now, first quarter is, you know, flat in terms of top line and bottom line. And as our target is to reach 500 crores, annual basis, are we confident that we will have one to growth now on for at least 3-4 quarters? Even if we may be short by, you know, 20 crores or 30 crores for 500 crores.
Vimta does not give any forward projections on its numbers, but I can confidently say that the company's growth rate is what we will try to maintain and even better it, you know, this year and the upcoming years. And that's our endeavor, and I think so far our success rate has been good, and we see no reason why it won't continue.
Actually, what we are saying is, you know, after growth in one quarter, the next quarter is normally flat. So I'm just saying, I'm not asking for the forward-looking number. I just want to know that are you confident we'll grow even to the basis for next few quarters? In terms of
we are confident to grow. We are confident to grow in the year. I won't be able to give a number on it. I can only say that, you know, we have been doing well at a certain percentage, and this is what we want to do even going forward. Now, there are many, many things that could go this way, that way, positive and negative. So very difficult to make any projection. But if you ask me, I'm optimistic.
Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Anil Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes.
Madam, I'm an individual investor. I just wanted to know, as far as the Q1 27 results are concerned, how does the entire outlook looks the next quarter in comparison to the present quarter?
The outlook is positive.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Khaitan from First Assets Limited. Please proceed.
Ma'am, actually I wanted you to give a little more explanation about your core business aspects, because I see there's something on the electronic side also. There is, you know, a lot of testing and a lot of analytics which has been discussed. Could you explain your core business in a little more simpler term?
We operate in two service segments. Okay. One is the contract research and testing. The other one is contract research and development services for biologics. In the contract research and testing services, we have the CRO services, basically pharmaceutical services, right from preclinical research to clinical research, and CGMP analytical testing. On the testing side of the business, which we call the TIC portion of the business, we operate food testing services and environmental testing services and electronics testing services. Now, these three are for quality and safety. And the electronics, we also do EMI, EMC testing.
Okay. Like, how are they related, like electricals and electronics testing and your drug discovery development services?
Actually, it's a typical profile. If you look at all the international MNCs in this field, the profile is very typical.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avnish Burman from Vaikarya. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Thanks for taking my question. Ma'am, I just have one question. In case you find a company with, let's say, complementary skill sets or complementary platform, is there a thought of a potential large acquisition or demerger so that you can increase your offerings to the same set of clients? Or like you did in the biologics where you took a call to go on your own and, you know, build it organically, is that the motto for, let's say, newer platforms?
So in theory, we think the company has reached a size where it can think of inorganic opportunities. So yes, the thought is there.
Okay. And is there something which is actively on the table right now in order to, because I mean, I'm just coming from the fact that you have a very healthy balance sheet and, you know, there are opportunities to grow in terms of either acquiring or any other such, you know, M&A.
No active opportunity on the table at the moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Umesh Matkar from Sushil Financial Services. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. First of all, madam, congratulations on a decent set of numbers considering the current environment. I would like to know the current the total capex that the company has incurred for expanding this facility as well as on biologics segment.
So the facilities were created during the last 2 years. We have spent close to 100 crores on creating around 200,000 square feet of lab space in Genome Valley, Hyderabad. And on the biologics, the plan is to spend 35 crores. We have spent around 20 crores. And the plan is to see if, you know, there is a need to spend the remainder this year. We think we may spend about 10 crores out of the total 35 crore budget that we have put for this project.
Right. And also, if I observe last 5 to 7 years, the fixed asset turns have been around, say, 1 to 1.2x for the company. So going forward as well, will it remain same? And also with biologics, will the fixed asset turn improve going forward?
those are the average numbers, and we think these average numbers will continue in the upcoming years also, because this is one of the key criteria that even we apply when we are looking at new investments in terms of developing new capabilities.
Okay, and ma'am, I have missed the capex that we have done on electronics and electricals segment.
That is about 40-45 crores.
Okay, thank you very much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Yogesh, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Last quarter, we highlighted our intent to grow 20-25%, correct? Hello?
Hello? You're saying we entered the last quarter with 20-25% growth?
In Concall, we mentioned you're aspiring for 20-25% growth this year, right?
Yes.
Right. And you rightly highlighted there are some Middle East issues. So because of this issue, how much revenue you missed in this quarter?
Sorry, your voice is not clear. Can you be a little louder?
Yeah, I am saying in current concourse, you mentioned because of some Middle East crisis, we are not able to book revenues. So how much revenues we missed or lost or maybe forward to next quarter, roughly?
I will answer that differently. In our food business, we have 50% exposure to domestic testing, and also the other 50% is exposed to either import samples or export samples of food. So that is our exposure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is the food business. And in terms of, if I see, basically, let's take a pharma, analytical, clinical research, and preclinical electronics, electricals, all are very growing sectors. So it means the incremental development, if I remove the food and environment testing, so how do you see, because how much revenue you can see, and what percentage of value addition we are doing? Because if I see the production number or maybe export number from electronics, it's completely continuing to growing up. But it's not reflecting in our kind of business, because in SEC slide number 25, we mentioned one of the leading labs in South. So it means the industry is also growing very similar to our growth, or I'm missing something. In a second, pre-clinical, we are among top three, and pharma analytical customers, 90% of India top 20, 40 revenues from our plus something like that. I'm saying, is it, I'm missing something here? Because the opportunity seems to be very big, and I don't know where we are missing that part, or do you think the pent-up demand will come in next 2-3 quarters?
See, the markets that you're talking about, they're all growing at a CAGR of anywhere between 8-11%. And our business units are growing at almost double that rate, more in fact, in some services. So I don't know why that concern is there. I feel we are doing very well. We are leader in most of our segments. And then every year we are gaining more and more market share. Now coming to industry or electronics industry, this is actually the industry that has the lowest growth rate in India, because it is still a sunrise industry. There's a lot of push from the government. Still, the growth rates are about 4.5%. But within this also, we had one EMI-EMC chamber when we created these capabilities 4 years ago. We added one more last year. We made it operational, I think, the last quarter of last year. That itself is an indication that we are also on the right track with respect to our investment. Now, because we ran out of capacity in the first 3.5 years itself as per our plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any disconnect with the market and the company's aspirations and performance. So
it means, in full year, 20 to 25% growth is still you're on track. And what is the miss we see in Q1 is largely due to Middle East prices, especially in food and environment testing.
Sorry, can you please be a little louder?
But I'm saying 20 to 25% growth we are on track, and in Q1 we missed due to only Middle East crisis, right?
I wouldn't say Q1 we missed. Now Q4 to Q1 is very challenging to maintain even the sales, because Q4 tends to be high seasonally, whether it is food or, you know, consumption of the budget by the Indian companies. So if we are matching Q1 to Q4, I see it as a very positive sign for this year.
Okay. No, I'm just referring from last year's Q1 to this year Q1. And just as I agree, it is not a very linear growth, 20 to 25%. It means, since you've given a reason of Middle East crisis, I thought there might be 5-6% of the gap because of this issue. And in remaining quarter, we'll catch up. Is it my understanding is correct?
Yeah, we missed some business because of the issue. We could have done much better had this issue not been there, out there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Chandpal Singh, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Sir, can you please be a little louder?
Am I audible?
Yes.
Ma'am, my question is regarding the management bandwidth. Do we have the sufficient bandwidth for the businesses that we are going to pursue in future?
Yes. I say yes because each individual business unit is headed by a business leader with the respective experience and capabilities in those sciences and engineering fields. So there is no deficit of management bandwidth.
Okay. Any changes in dividend policy?
No.
In the future, near future?
I think that will be announced if some change happens. As of now, no.
Okay. Some few quarters back, you discussed about the container testing. You talked about container testing that was a quite high margin business, but Vimta was not doing that.
You mean product container?
It was regarding some sort of container testing which other companies like Eurofins did.
Maybe you're referring to extractable reachable?
No, ma'am. It was something regarding food testing of the whole containers, and it was a quite high margin business.
I don't recall, sorry. You have to be a little more specific.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Simmer from Silvercoin. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question once again, ma'am. Ma'am, my question is regarding your genetic testing infrastructure. So I do understand that you already provide the BE and BA studies, but clients who come to you for genetic testing as part of the same trial, what sort of percentage would you say that you turn away the work or you outsource the work to another lab? I do know that you do the genetic toxicology, but I'm talking about the genome biomarker testing.
No, we don't do those tests. No, we had a diagnostic arm of the business which we divested 2 years ago. So we don't do that.
Correct. So how much of the percentage would you say do you outsource that right currently?
On genetics testing?
Yes, ma'am.
We don't outsource anything. I don't know if there are any projects where we do outsourcing. I'm not aware.
No, no, I'm just saying if there's any client who comes to you do you turn away that work or do you outsource that work?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure really. No, but that's very operational. I wouldn't get into all that.
Oh, got it. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand over the conference to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Systematics, for arranging this call, and thanks all investors for taking time this afternoon and asking the questions to us. Thank you so much and have a good day ahead.
Thank you. On behalf of Systematics Shares and Stocks and Vimta Labs Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.